Lorray, hello. Lovely to speak to you.
Good afternoon. How are you, Kathy?
All right, thank you. Lovely to hear from you.
That's good.
Lorray,
I wanted to
try and get a sense of, you know, you obviously know about the Shabbos Project.
Yeah, no, I know about it.
And about, you know, this call to adopt a community. What's your thought on that?
No, it's the first time I've ever heard of it. You know, I think it's a good idea because, you know, to have Shabbos by yourself or in a small community is a bit difficult.
Yeah.
You know, it gets lonely. You know, you do Shabbos and you keep it, but the whole thing about Shabbos is to unite and be with your fellow Jews. That's
right.
Yeah, I think that's why we've got Shabbos.
That's amazing. So, Lorraine, how do you keep kosher? How do you keep Shabbos being or living in Oudendal's Rus?
You know, I keep kosher by ordering food from Johannesburg. Dr. Sean Morris brings it through to me. And, you know, I'm going more onto the vegetables and fruit stuff. So it's easy to do it that way to keep kosher because, yeah, our local Pick and Pay only sells normal kosher products, your bread, butter, and things like that, and milk.
Yeah.
That's on the Pick and Pay lines or whatever. But and keep Shabbos, it's like, you know, everybody asks you, that's not Jewish, why you keep Shabbos? Nobody can see you doing it. And you said, you know, it's a mitzvah, I think we have to keep. You know, it takes you out of the world, and it's better to live like that.
Amazing. So, Lorraine, are you going to be coming to Johannesburg for the Shabbos Project, or are you going to invite other people to you for Shabbat, for the Shabbos Project?
What I will try to do, there is people around I can speak to and see if they want to do it.
If I knew beforehand
that you're going to have the Shabbos Project, inviting people to come to Johannesburg, up to Johannesburg, I could have organized that, but it's going to be difficult for me because I've got animals here by me, and I have to get other people to look after it. It's a bit difficult.
Yeah. So, just to be clear, you are the only Jew in Oudendal's Rus. Is that correct?
Yeah. There used to be the two brothers that's here. They, you know, the mother was Afrikaans.
Yes.
So they turned more the Polish ways and Christianity. They adopted, and it's actually sad. You know, I spoke to the one brother about last year, and I said, why don't you keep Shabbos? He said, no, he's not interested in doing it. But if he goes and visits his mother sister in Johannesburg, looks like they do it, but yeah, they don't want to do it because they don't want to be really acknowledged and sent out as Jews in town.
Amazing. Lorraine, that is... You know what, I'm going
I don't want to get involved with personal lives, you know, that's...
Yeah, got it.
It's a private life.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if somehow we can, you know, hook you up with, you know, get you more involved with the Shabbos Project and see how they can help you there.
No, that will be super, you know. The people don't understand kosher. That's why I ask many times, even to the Jewish Board of Deputies, we must start teaching people in South Africa what is the Jewish lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows how the Muslims and other communities live, and the Hindus or whatever. But nobody knows really what the Jews are doing because they think we are a secret organization sitting somewhere and do I don't know what kind of stuff. I think it makes me laugh, and sometimes, and now I heard you said the shul closed down in Klosterhof. It's actually sad. That's what happened in Alkmaar.
Yeah.
You know, and the shul in Stellenbosch is like a skeleton shul. It opens on Friday for Shabbos and closes after Shabbos, and that's it. And I think they're also on their way to close down.
Lorraine,
and it's actually sad.
Unfortunately, that's where we have to leave it. But we're going to be in touch with you, and we're going to see how we can. We'll see how we can hook you up and you know, help you out for the Shabbos Project.
Yeah, that will be super. I will appreciate that.
All right. Thank you so much.
And all the best. God bless.
Thank you, Lorraine. You too.
Bye-bye.
God bless.